So this is a message that my brother left for me on my answering machine at home. My brother is a probation officer in upstate New York, and he always has crazy stories about gang violence and gang rituals up there. And he's got a pretty crazy caseload of kids. Like, I know he sent me photos once of they had found some katana blades in a kid's school locker and had to confiscate those. Anyway, he left me this message of warning that I'm passing along to you about tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo.
Hey Todd, it's your brother. This is going to sound like a very stupid message, but tomorrow is Alarm 6.
My brother had to step away from the phone, I guess.
Alright, tomorrow is May 5th. Keep your eyes open for anything odd. Like, if you take a subway or anything, if you're in the city, if you're watching kids all in the same color, pass this on to your friends too. All in blue, all in red. Steer clear from them tomorrow. For some reason, I know the reason, but May 5th for the last 3 years has always been a apparently agreed upon, coordinated day of excessive gang violence amongst the Crips and the Bloods. The 5-5 standing for the five tips of the crown for the Fulk Nation, which is the Bloods. So for the last 2 years, there's been an enormous amount of increased violence throughout the actually nation, but especially in New York State, where multiple gang members have been killed by rivals. So if you see anyone in the same type of all red, all blue colors, try to steer clear from them. If you see them on the subway, try to avoid being anywhere too close to them. Pass it on to your friends. I'm in, because of my new caseload, I got a lot of gangbangers on my caseload, and I'm in this Gang Impact Intelligence Committee. So we've been talking about that for the last few days. So just keep your eyes open. Just let your friends know the same thing. Sounds stupid and paranoid, but it's probably going to be pretty ugly tomorrow if you watch the news and it's actually on the report. All right? So anyway, I'll see you this weekend, I guess Saturday, from what Mom said. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I'd also just like to add that I think it's cool that my brother has earned the right to say gangbangers without any kind of rebuke to follow. Anyway, have a good Cinco de Mayo, everyone. Olé!